Just about every 4 years, classical guitarist Jason Vio starts a quest for a new instrument. We decided to join him on that quest to launch our new series, Musicians at Work. So for the next 15 minutes or so, you're going to find out how one musician selects the tool of his trade. We've met Jason Vio at the Shrine Church of St. Stanislaus, a Gothic cathedral in Cleveland where Vio makes most of his recordings. He's here to do a little comparison between the guitar he's been playing, which we'll call Guitar A, and another one that has captured his ear.
The one I have right now, right here, is a new one. We'll call it Guitar B, I suppose. And I was really interested in this guitar because the particular design has two tops, essentially. A spruce top, which I prefer. I prefer spruce top guitars to cedar. You know, there's a greater clarity and it's a more interesting sound to me. But cedar, you know, it's power. You get a lot of power with a good cedar guitar. So this has both. It's some kind of, you know, crazy hybrid.
So tell me a little bit about the relationship that you as a musician have with your instrument.
It's more of a practical one. It's not. I mean, I don't personalize them or anything. I'm usually frustrated by them, if anything, like trying to get them to do what I want to do. You know, you hit these walls where you ask it to do something, it doesn't, and you know, just sort of says, I don't do that. You know.
For example.
Well, the volume thing is one thing often, but also a color palette is very, very important to me.
Can you illustrate for me what you're talking about with the color on this?
Sure. A good example I can use is in a Ponce sonata. The first movement of Sonatina Meridionale, for example, like Campo, your first section will have two themes in it. Typically in sonata form. So the first one So I want that to sound like it has energy, you know, and so I like having, you know, like this color. Articulation, like short notes and stuff like that. But then the second theme, the one that contrasts with it, you know, is it sounds like this. So you see where I'm playing with my right hand. The part along the string where I strike is what produces different colors. And some guitars respond better to that, and then some don't. And the ones that don't, I really don't have much time for.
So it sounds like you're ready to find this new guitar and see if you like it.
Yeah, see if it's... I already like it. So, see, sometimes what the guitar gives you, the player, back is can be often different from what is actually happening, you know, 10, 20, 30 rows away. So it's important to me that it's the guitar that sounds best, you know, at least in my hands for the audience.
So you're here today in this church. Tell me exactly what you're going to do to put this one through the test.
Okay, well, I brought a colleague, Robert Gruka, along with me. He's a concert guitarist as well. And you want to hear a good player, a really strong concert guitarists play these instruments too, because that's the only way you get a chance to really hear, you know, what it can do. He and I have each prepared like a few snippets of pieces, and you want to play something quickly and right away pick up the next guitar so you get the comparison, you know, side by side. So
you're going to have guitar A and guitar B.
I've got
them
on either side.
He's going to sit in your chair. Yeah. And he's going to play each of them, and you're going to stand out in the pews and listen?
Yeah, I'll walk around. I'll sit in the center. I'll sit far away. I'll sit close. I'll sit to the side. And then I'm going to do the same. You know, just I'm going to do the same because we're going to achieve two things here by even recording the process, so that for, you know, just we can hear how the guitar records in front of a microphone and compare it to the guitar I was playing before and made recordings on before.
And this is where you record.
And this is where I record. So there's no better place to do it.
Bob Gruca takes a seat at the front of the church between the two guitars. Jason Vio steps back into the pews along with his record producer, Alan Bice.
Yeah, then switch. Now he'll switch to, let's see, he just played guitar A, now he's going to play the same Schubert example on guitar B.
Vio and Bice compare first impressions.
Guitar A does not suffer, you know, as much as I thought it might at this distance, you know.
No.
I thought B was going to, like, clobber it.
No, I think, but what I hear, though, is B, the new guitar, is much more effortless sounding.
Yes.
It gets out into the hall with a certain amount of richness and ease.
Yeah.
Where guitar A feels somewhat forced in the sound to get out here. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful sound.
It's a bit clearer, though, don't you think?
It's a bit clearer. Yeah, guitar B, because of the richness and the depth in the sound, is a little muddier in the lower mid-range area than guitar
right.
A. It's a trade-off there.
Yeah, that's, and there's always a trade-off.
I was going to ask if Bob has something with more of a forte in it.
Oh, I know which one. Bob, play the in the Rodrigo, the Invocation and Dance. That's got some big, like, we want to hear like a big six-string chord on it. Yeah.
Vio was introduced to this new guitar by Armin Kelly, one of the major classical guitar dealers in the country. He's based in Cleveland, too, so Vio gets an opportunity to try out a lot of guitars.
But Armin also knows my tastes and what I'm looking for, because, you know, when you have somebody that you purchase your instruments from, you know, regularly, you know, you say things, you know, you kind of vent your frustrations about it doesn't do that, I'm looking for this, you know, why can't we have this? You know, you try to imagine the things that you want. So when he gets something in from one of these luthiers that he feels that I would be really interested, he calls me up, and that's just what he did with this. He's like, you got to try this guitar.
As I recall, I called you, and you were leaving the next day or 2 days later, so it was a real sort of race to get this guitar to you to
have a chance to look at it. Because you had other people interested in it,
too. I had other people interested in it, sort of knocking down the door trying to get to this guitar, so... Actually, you came and visited me. I was at a guitar convention and visited me about 12 o'clock at night and played until about 3 o'clock in my hotel room.
Right.
He really got quite silly that night. He, in his enthusiasm, he said, it will do this. And my goodness, look at this. It will do this. And it will even do this.
So
and
when
that,
you
and
first...
then at that point, I got to protect what's mine.
So what are you listening for that will tell you you're ready to go to guitar B? For either performance or recording?
Well, the clarity between voices, like, does it sound muddy, or can you really hear the two voices independently of each other? So that's the thing. We are looking for dynamic range. Can I play softly and it's still very clear? And then how loud can we get it without rattling the bass strings, you know? That's an example of, like, overplaying the instrument. You know, I like to push it. I'm always I probably push too much. I probably ask too much of the upper dynamic range, you know, so I'm always testing that, see how far it'll go.
So why do you think you ask too much?
Well, it's a guitar, and sometimes I want to make it sound like a cello. Yeah.
Next, Jason Vio takes the test chair himself and picks up trusty guitar A. He plays a selection from his recent CD called Sevilla. Then the same selection on guitar B. The difference might be hard to hear over the radio. Listen again. Guitar A. Guitar B. Producer Alan Weiss hears the subtle difference.
You know what happens, Jay?
What's that?
All of the ease of the playability of guitar B, it comes through musically.
It comes through, yeah, because I feel like I can do more things.
I hear very, very little production noise, either from the right hand and only from the left hand in one little passage. Do I hear you actually moving around the guitar so much, which we work so hard to eliminate in recording, but... It just doesn't exist here.
Vio likes what he hears and describes the distinct characteristics he values in each guitar.
A is precise, translucent, bright, refined. It's very elegant, incredibly elegant guitar. B is warm, not only warm, but just it's more exuberant. Because I think both guitars have, like, character, and each have their own sort of personality. B is to A, like, you know, the Odd Couple.
Yeah.
Oscar is, like, B, and Felix was the neat one, right, the clean one, right? And that's A. I think that's a pretty good analogy. You know, B's, like, you know, a little bit more lusty. And there's something, you know, about that, I suppose.
Jason Vio says, sure, one guitar might sound a little better for Baroque, another for Spanish compositions, but he's going to travel with just one instrument. That's why he wants a versatile guitar, one that he can use for performances and recording. His next CD will be a collection of Bach lute suites. It will be recorded right here in Cleveland's St. Stanislaus Church. His producer and engineer will set up in the middle of the night when the streets of this working-class neighborhood are quiet. Today, they do a mini-Bach session to hear how each guitar sounds recorded.
I'm just going to do a little bit of the fugue from 998.
Okay. And this is guitar A, Bach. What Jason will be looking for is that every line in this fugue is coming through very, very clearly so that he doesn't have to work so hard on the lower strings. It's fairly clear with this guitar A, although you hear the occasional fret buzz again, so hopefully with B it will be as clear without any buzzing.
That's like a little Hill Street Blues thing at the end.
After that moment of nostalgia, he plays the same Bach passage on guitar B. When he's done, Jason Vio steps back behind the altar into the church's sacristy, which has been transformed into a recording studio control booth. He joins Alan Weiss, his producer, and Bruce Eggery, the owner of his record label. They listen back and hash it out.
It's excellent.
Hardly anything was
that's excellent. I mean, that is a very big exciting thing. Yeah, I mean, that's going to cut recording time significantly. Like,
there's something about B, too, that's actually very relaxing to listen to. A is beautiful in its own way, but there's a mellowness, there's a relaxation that I feel when I hear B, which we want the listeners.
Which A doesn't, in a way, try. I think A doesn't try to do that. Its philosophy behind that guitar is that it's precise and accurate and uniform, too. I think it's meant to be uniform and even. Evenness is the calling card of that guitar. Whereas B, you know, it sounds like other things, like when that lower range sounds like a different instrument than like the higher, the soprano notes or whatever, you know.
Well, I would conclude for the Bach Lute Suites recording in late summer that you start practicing with B all the time.
Okay, that's
I would
fine,
think that's the guitar to use, Bruce.
Absolutely.
So, have I just witnessed that you've chosen B for your next recording?
Yeah, I mean, like I don't say 100%, but like, but it just seems like everything's sort of pointing to that. You know, it just sounds great, and it's only going to get better. That's the thing, too.
Other guitarists might play a new guitar for a year or more before taking it on the road, waiting for it to get better, but not Jason Vio. He'll be playing Guitar B tomorrow in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. In case you were wondering, Vio requested that we refer to his guitars as A and B out of respect for the luthiers who made the instruments. You can see Jason Vio's new guitar and hear a performance at NPR.org. Alice Winkler produced our story and Rob Byers recorded it. That's All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Debbie Elliott.